有多少人现在有染头发的习惯？经常听说呢，染发剂会对人体造成伤害。英国《每日邮报》的一篇报道说呢，现在有了一种新的染发技术，无需染发剂，只需要按一下按钮。The Daily Mail reports dyeing your hair can be time-consuming and expensive, not to mention damaging. So most women would welcome a new invention that could change their hair color at home at the touch of a button. Scientists have taken the first step to make this possible and believe that a device similar in appearance to hair straighteners or flat irons could be used to color and even press a pattern into your hair in the future.
That's amazing. Engineers at the University of New Mexico and Los Alamos National Lab are researching the use of focused ion beam technology and the way it can be used to pattern different materials, including hair.
Nowadays, many young people have realized that dyeing their hair really harms the health to some extent.
Yeah.
So they try their best to be away from that.
Yeah, what they're doing here is quite incredible. They're etching diffraction gratings on individual hairs to reflect light in a specific way.The way I understand that is that they're sort of cutting into each individual hair at a certain angle, so it reflects a different sort of light from the spectrum of white light. The project began 5 years ago when Professor Lamartine had the idea for a way of colouring hair without chemicals using nano patterns.
Yeah, but what I'm wondering is whether such method will harm your hair, you know.
Seems to me, from what the information we have in the story, that this is actually a mechanical method of reshaping each individual hair. So, I mean, your hair is dead anyway. It's dead on your head. If it wasn't, you need an anaesthetic every time you went to the hairdressers. And so, therefore, while that might be a problem, the hair, you could easily grow it out and start again. And I think perhaps because it's a mechanical technique where they're sort of etching into each individual hair, you're not getting these chemicals that are used in hair dyes, which if you think about it, when people have their hair dyed, those chemicals also go onto the skin of their head.
Yeah.
And they would therefore soak in, and that can't be good, can it?
Yeah, I believe so.